This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.
There has been many articles on the BBC this week about social media and women. First of all, it has been suggested that social media fuels gender violence, as the UN has issued a wake-up call about cyber violence against women. Emma Watson, British actress, became a target of relentless stalking by a global mob, and Jennifer Lawrence has found herself the victim of a sex crime as well after nude photos were leaked of her. Forms of violence include online harassment, intimate partner violence, e.g. revenge porn, culturally justified violence, e.g. forwarding a sexist joke or promoting rape online, and sexual assault, for example, luring women into situations that result in rape or physical violence online. The UN estimates 95% of all aggressive behaviour in online spaces is aimed at women. This is not an easy problem to tackle. When Holly Brockwell spoke to the BBC about her decision not to have children, she had a huge backlash of abuse on social media, with one man stating he wouldn't have sex with someone like her. So what do you guys think? Do you think there's a problem with targeted abuse at women online? Do you think the internet is more dangerous for females?
I think it's wrong that people judge people that they've never met before. So that story you mentioned about someone getting abused for not wanting children, that's their own decision and they don't know anything about that person. I think it's horrible that they're getting so much hate and their lives being changed by social media.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think also it's the internet is probably arguably more dangerous for women just because of revenge porn. I know it's illegal now, but initially it wasn't. And people like Jennifer Lawrence have been targeted before. And I don't think males can get that the same way.
Surely releasing nude photos of men is just as bad as releasing nude photos of women.
And maybe even the same thing for... Yeah. I guess men don't get criticised that much for not saying, for saying that they wouldn't have children. But it'd be quite interesting to see if people actually did go out and say that.
I think men get targeted online in different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
And just because they may not have the same sort of abuse doesn't necessarily mean that they're not getting targeted.
Yeah, it's not publicised as much though.
It was in this story in the news recently about Justin Bieber, how his photos were leaked, and I think it was like he didn't give consent. But there were so many mixed opinions. Like, I think it's wrong. I think it's just as bad if a male's nude photos are leaked as a female's. But his didn't seem to be as much of a big story as, for example, Jennifer Lawrence.
But then playing like devil's advocate, like some of the pictures that were nude, he was like posed outside, like on a beach. So at the same time, like...
Yeah, but it was in his own... It was in a private property. But still, I know it's not the same as being inside your own home.
I guess
you could think about
when it was Kate Middleton and she had like a nude shot because she was like on her balcony or something and it was like a long lens camera, got her naked. Like that, I think, is like violating because obviously... But then again, she's outside. Like there's always like... Was it aimed for as a public stunt or was it just she was just relaxing and didn't realize?
But that was the same thing as the Justin Bieber. He was on a balcony. So I mean it was the exact same.
Yeah. But I think they all know that they're also in the public eye and that this is what everyone's looking for to just a scandal really.
And there has also been arguments about how women are not fairly represented in media, with the study finding women only make up 24% of people heard about in the news, despite compromising being half of the human population. According to Sarah Macaria, who ran the study, it will take at least 3/4 of a century to reach parity between genders. Digital media follows a similar gender divide, with women featuring just 1/4 of online news stories and tweets across the world. Women are more likely to feature in stories about science and health rather than politics, and women are most visible in the news in North America and least in the Middle East. Latin America has been praised on the report for improving the proportion of female reporters and presenters, and the report estimates women make up 37% of all reporters around the world, the same as 10 years ago. I'm quite shocked by these statistics because I'm an English student and English is very much dominated by females, and for a lot of English students go into journalism and news, and for only like 37% of all reporters being women in the industry, that really surprises me. What do you guys think?
I'm just curious as to why.
Maybe it's because that some people are starting to view it as a man's world, so that media is portrayed like there's so much pressure on women, so that's why people don't want to get into it. And it is a hard business. Like, I remember when we went to the media conference, Charlie and I, and it just really showed that how hard it is to get into the business, and especially for a woman, to get the opportunities that they get. It's a lot of contacting and networking, and it does seem that they give preference to males.
But then maybe it's just because so many females are going for the roles. They can only have a gender balance.
Also, but some countries don't allow women to be in those roles.
I know Middle East were the lowest percentage of women in those reported roles.
You say you need a gender balance, and yet there are less women in working in the media. So how does that work?
Well, that's what I was... Yeah, it's true.
I find that so weird, though, because in the media, you can like include like films and everything and that, and a lot of the roles these days are given to women like as a main role. Like the Hunger Games, it's like a male-dominated, female-dominated role, because like it's about a girl who's like in the Hunger Games. But like then there's a lot of other like series that are coming out which like surround women, and even I know in Indian TV shows, a lot of it is surrounding like women and problems in the household for women. So I find that quite weird that women are not trying. Well, I don't know if they're not trying or they're just not getting the.
If you go back to the traditional idea of women reporters being blonde, dumb people that just smile at the camera, like off Anchorman. Yeah. You know, in Anchorman, if anybody's watched the film Anchorman, she tries to get her name across, and it's that kind of, oh, she's seen as this dumb, and she has to prove herself as an intelligent woman. I think maybe some of those attitudes still maybe preside
It's kind of interesting because if you look at other places, like in our country and lots of across other countries as well, is in politics, like the cabinet at the moment has got a lot of women in it. The shadow cabinet is the majority is women. So in other areas and fields, it may not be media, but media is a pretty cutthroat industry, and it was originally based by men. It's going to take a long time maybe for that to like change, but I think if you look at the whole picture, it is turning out to be, you know, in some ways in women's favour, but not at present probably.
I know in terms of radio as well, I know there's less women
certainly.
presenters. But I think
very much so.
Apparently there was a lot of when we went on the radio tour of Qatar FM the other day, there was mostly women there, but I think the guy said maybe it's just not the women just don't feel the same drive maybe to give like boxes
it is
into
if you if
things.
You do look at radio as a whole picture the you'll see that presenters and producers are mostly men, and marketing and the publishing aspects of it and advertising are the majority of women, so it's kind of spread out. But with all the sort of work experience and things that I've done in radio, there was one woman at the whole in one team, like a huge team, and you'd only have like one or two women. It's a huge thing in radio.
I think it may be to do with the fact that there's not many inspirational radio women to look up to, and when you are a child, you tend to look up to the same gender as you. So males may see, oh, these radio presenters, oh, I could be a radio presenter because this guy is. Whereas a female may not see a female presenter, and it just keeps on going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So. There are still a lot of females going for presenting positions in the media. Why do you think that women are being targeted or that we're not getting the jobs?
I think what's it called? And we picked up on the point, a really good point of the fact that it could just be there's very few women just aren't aspirational towards it because they don't see the figures up there at the top. It could just be as it is just male dominated and the sexism is just an underlying tone there. It's you know, not stated, but it could. I'm not a woman and I can't speak for women, nor can I speak for all men, but I honestly think it is just an issue with. But it is changing. It's changing slowly, I think.
I don't think I've seen any form of change.
Well, as I said, in the politics, it's changed massively. And politics is like the people who lead this country. And you look at it and it's very, very difficult to paint a whole picture. Again, I'm not fully versed on the whole subject.
Well,
like
I said in the report, the amount of reporters hasn't changed in 10 years. In terms of like the gender split, it hasn't changed in 10 years.
Is this in media or radio or TV?
It's just reporters.
So okay.
That's all the article could tell me. But yeah, 37% hasn't increased in 10 years.
Mm, 10 years. Mm.
I bet that was an interesting discussion on women in media and their gender violence. Yep. Our next song is You Can Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
This is URN.
The Pulse Breakdown.